This is a meditation on allowing and accepting in regard to our children. You take a slow, deep breath of light and love into heart, mind, soul, and body, direct from spirit. And breathe the light and love of spirit without distortion in its purest form, direct from spirit into your heart, and just hold it there. And just feel the love that spirit has for you, uniquely for you as a soul, as an individual, as a child of God. If you take another slow, deep breath of light and love into heart, mind, soul, and body, and find the eternal, limitless, infinite peace, tranquility, love, and equanimity in that light of spirit that is yours for free. All you need do is ask by choosing to take another breath. And it's immediately there, immediately given without cost, without requirement, with unconditional love to you. If you take another slow, deep breath of light and love into heart, mind, soul, and body, and hold that light, that breath, for just a moment in your soul and in your heart, in your consciousness. And from that light, view either your children or the children of the world in the light of spirit. If you view them with love, if you view them with acceptance, if you view them with understanding that their souls have a purpose here, it's not happenstance, it's not by accident. There are no coincidences in this process. If you can accept that they are as they choose to be, as their souls have written their lives to be before they ever got here, if you can find peace in that realization, in that truth, in that fact, certainly they benefit from your presence and your service and your care, your unconditional love, and your modeling as parents, and paradoxically, as you accept their soul process, their free will process, and honor it and respect it, they become freed to evolve, to bloom as they choose, as their soul chooses. If you can courageously support that blooming, nurture it, offer water and minerals and sunshine, and also offer that space for them to become that which they have the potential to become via their own free will, their own soul intentions. You take another slow, deep breath of light and love into heart, mind, soul, and body. And understand that there is a bigger, larger, more complete process of spirit here, the process of spirit unfolding, blooming like a flower, the entire planet, all species, all of humanity, across all of history. There's purpose beyond purpose, wisdom beyond understanding, love beyond personal love, beyond individual love. There is love for all. that is in operation all the time, in every moment, that sustains this world. If you can accept that as true, it can give perspective. It can offer possibility, can bring courage in challenging times. It can help you recognize your highest and best self and your highest and best potential, and live and breathe that in every moment. You take one more breath of light and love from Spirit, and breathe that light out to all future generations of every species, every nation, every culture, every religion, every gender. You find that endless generosity of heart and soul and offer it freely to others. You will have served well. And if you accept them without condition, without judgment, as they are, and love them unconditionally as they are, you will have served. If we close this meditation with the sound of Om, spoken in unconditionally loving acceptance, appreciation for the process of Spirit and of all sentient beings.